Our Fearful Ways. An elderly woman named Maud had a window seat on a big 747 jetliner that had taken off from Rome. Maud had been saving up for years to fulfill her dream of visiting the Eternal City. But it was her first flight, and she was terrified. Even the stately presence of four bishops seated behind her did not calm her nerves. With fear and trembling, she finally opened her eyes and peeped out the window, just in time to see one of the plane's four engines break loose from the wind and disappear into the clouds. "We are going to die," she cried out. "We are going to die." The stewardess consulted with the pilot, who announced to the passengers that everything was under control, that they could fly back to New York and land safely on only three engines. But Maud continued to cry out, "We're going to die." The stewardess went to Maud and said, "Don't worry, my dear. God is with us. You can relax. We have three engines. But look, we are also in good hands because we have four bishops on board." Maud looked over her seat, looked at the four bishops, and thanked the stewardess for her help. Maud immediately decided to pray. With the stewardess next to her, she closed her eyes and prayed, "Dear Lord, please protect us during this flight and let us land safely." Maud paused, opened one eye to make sure that only the stewardess could hear her, and finished by saying, "But just in case you need something in return, Lord, I'll give you four used bishops for one new engine." Many different things and numerous events tend to scare us in different ways. Concealed and secret things tend to scare children and sometimes adults too. Little ones are afraid of the dark as it conceals too much. They can't see what might be in the dark closet corner or under the bed around them. Adults fear being put in situations that make us uncomfortable or being challenged and subjected to incidents where we may lack control. We fear the individual crosses that we may be asked to bear. Our natural tendency is to avoid whatever frightens us, distance ourselves from it, and never let ourselves fall into the same situation again. Fear paralyzes us, keeps us from acting and growing. Fear robs us of our freedom, and it can hinder our judgment. Fear, however, can also at times be positive. A healthy fear can bring caution to a hasty response, can prompt us to go to the doctor when we don't feel quite right, can bring us a little solace when we check our doors before we go to bed at night. In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus talks about fear, whom and what we should fear, and whom and what we do not need to fear. Jesus begins with a bold statement, "Fear no one." Yet in the next breath, he tells us, "Be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body." Does Jesus contradict himself? No. He's making a very clear distinction. He is helping us sort out our fear. We need not fear when we choose to live and speak in the light and acknowledge Jesus as our Lord. Proclaiming the gospel can bring frightening results for sure. People may misunderstand us, scorn us, turn on us. We may be asked to justify our faith, stand up for something we believe in, or be honest about our relationship with God our Father. Certainly this happened to Jesus. We can overcome this fear, however. We know that when we align ourselves with Jesus and proclaim on the housetops what he has revealed to us, we are not alone. Our greatest source of bravery, of proclaiming Jesus' good news and acting boldly, is the assurance that God has every hair on our head counted. God counts us worthy to be disciples of the divine Son, and even if others try to kill the body, God will protect and bring to everlasting life those who are faithful. We do need to fear when we choose infidelity and denial of Jesus in any form. This does hurt others, and it leads to the death of our very soul as we are separated from Christ. This death we ought to fear. This death, amazingly enough, is not from some outside entity at all, but comes from within ourselves. This death is our own doing. It is choosing our own selfish interests above acknowledging our identity in Christ and being consistent with his call to be faithful disciples. This death destroys our joy and balance in this life and threatens our eternal happiness. Our gift of free will and the option to choose between sin and love is the most powerful ability we have. All the powers of evil, all the demons and the devil himself, do not have enough power combined to make you and I commit the smallest sin. You and I have to make that decision ourselves. We decide if we are going to walk in the light or hide in the darkness. When Jesus proclaims, "Fear no one," yet continues to say, "Be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul," he is talking about you and I in both instances. We control both sides of that coin. We need to fear no one as long as Christ is in our life. But we are also the one who has the ability to destroy our very soul and body. We can choose to sin and choose to live in darkness. What a powerful yet difficult and burdensome choice we each have. Be fearless or fearful? Which does our daily choosing reveal? We are fearless when we acknowledge God's presence and proclaim the gospel by choosing integrity over dishonesty, by putting others' goods ahead of our selfish whims, by uplifting others in our speech rather than tearing them down. We need to be fearful when we don't think before we act, when we neglect thinking about God every day, when we estrange ourselves from what is good and right, when we turn our backs on Jesus. Yes, Jesus said to us, "Fear no one." While others might bring harm, disappointment, or sadness, these threats from outside ourselves cannot destroy God's protection and care. We only need to keep Jesus' continued presence before us and act accordingly. Fear of being unfaithful, self-centered, and totally self-reliant is actually healthy and life-giving. Most days, most of us deal with both what we ought to fear and what we do not need to fear. Jesus challenges us to fear what is really death-dealing, the denial of him. The choice before us is to choose him. Choosing him will free us from the one thing that can hurt us. Choosing him will give us life.